From the very beginning of British art, East Anglia has been an important centre, a place which has attracted some of the best practitioners. It is renowned throughout the world, and in the sale room that translates to strong demand and a healthy price for works by our region's foremost painters. It is important not to forget that East Anglian art is very much a contemporary phenomenon, with works by artists such as Colin Burns, Ian Houston, Jack Cox and Maggie Hamlin among the most sought after by buyers at auction. But today I want to focus on the big names of the past. The obvious place to start is the Norwich School of Painters, Britain's first provincial art movement, founded in 1803 by John Crome and Robert Ladbroke. It is curious that the Norwich School is not better known outside the county. After all, these artists, along with painters such as John Sell Copman, Henry Bright, Joseph Stannard, and his niece Eloise Harriet Stannard, were working at the same time as better-known artists, notably John Constable, also in East Anglia, and Joseph Turner. The reason for this is that the Norwich School of Painters enjoyed that rarest of things, commercial success, during their own lifetime. This was largely down to one man, James Jeremiah Coleman of Mustard fame, who bought the majority of their canvases for his private collection. The works were put on public display in Norwich Castle Museum in the 1880s, but were not exhibited further afield until the beginning of the 21st century, with a major exhibition at the Tate Gallery in London. If the Norwich School of Painters' fame remained largely local, the same cannot be said for two of the region's artistic titans, Sir Alfred Munnings and Edward Seago. Munnings was born in 1878 in Mendham in Suffolk, and at the age of 14 was apprenticed to a Norwich printer, designing and drawing advertising posters. In his spare time, he attended the Norwich School of Art, and despite losing sight in his right eye in an accident in 1898, he continued to paint. Posted to an equestrian unit during the First World War, he discovered a love of painting horses that would remain with him for the rest of his life. He ended up as president of the Royal Academy of the Arts, and in his later years railed against modernism, claiming that the works of Cézanne, Matisse and Picasso had corrupted art. He died in 1959, and his ashes were interred at St Paul's Cathedral. Edward Seago was born in Norwich in 1910, the son of a coal merchant. He attended Norwich School and was largely a self-taught artist, although he did receive advice from Munnings. At the age of 18, he ran away with the circus and toured the UK and Europe for several years. Much like Munnings, it was war that focused Seago's artistic mind. With the outbreak of the Second World War, he was commissioned into the Royal Engineers and given the job of developing camouflage techniques. After the war, he continued to paint both oils and watercolours. Seago's biggest patron was the Queen Mother, who owned many of his works. On his death in 1974, Seago instructed that one-third of the paintings in his Norwich studio should be destroyed. Only around 300 oil paintings remain, although there are substantially more watercolours. Works from the Norwich School, as well as those by artists such as Munnings and Seago, continue to be much sought after in the sale room.